You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Do you or anybody you know have less than perfect credit? Has less than perfect credit prevented you from getting the auto or home loan you're looking for? If so, or if it's even close, contact the good peeps at United Credit.
That's right, Mark. United Credit is a national leader in credit restoration and education. Having less than perfect credit can cost you thousands in additional interest and fees and even higher auto rates. You know that.
With over 10 years experience, I sure do. But they got a decade of it. They've got an A-plus rating with the BBB, that's your Better Business Bureau, and have achieved great results for thousands of very satisfied clients.
So let them help you, Mark, and let them help you restore your score.
We're talking Lions. It's not restore the roar. This is United Credit Restore the Score. I'm digging this.
Your credit score, that's right.
I believe this.
Get the credit you deserve. Pick up the phone, Mark. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can call right now, 877-274-7654. That number again?
877-274-7654. It's United Credit. Restore the score.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get United credited. All right, time for a sports wrap.
That's what it is, my man.
He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. I don't know, we're just jumbled up with everything. For the best haircuts in the city, go
jumbled.
To 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mile.
Maybe you're jumbled.
I'm jumbled.
Speak for yourself, Slick. Look, they're doing it again. The Tigers can't score. You know, it's becoming one of these deals. It's feast or famine. It's famine tonight so far against Andre Rienzo.
And yesterday, just because it was a bum. You said it before the game started.
They'll hit Charlie Leisman. Anyhow, White Sox lead a 2-0 fourth inning. Jose Abreu with an absolute blast to straightaway center field into the foliage. Seventh homer of the season, already second in the series. Hit one off Verlander. Now he does it off Drew Smyly. That's where it stands. Fourth inning. We're already in the middle innings, and the White Sox have a 2-0 lead at Comerica. Wings and Bruins, game four at Joe Louis tomorrow night. Pavel Datsyuk, Nick Cronwall, Daniel Alfredson. Alfie didn't even play last night. They didn't even skate today in practice. Hank Zetterberg did. The captain, I hate to say this because it just shouldn't happen, could play conceivably in game four against the Bruins. That would be craziness. God knows what could happen to him. I wouldn't do it. But anyhow, it's 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Boston leads 2-1. The Wings have scored 2 goals in their 3 games in 180 minutes of hockey. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, all game fours. Penguins lead the B-Jacks in the second period 3-1. Ducks Stars just about to get underway. Ditto the Blues and Blackhawks. NBA playoffs game 2. LeBron's got 16. Second quarter, Miami leads Charlotte 50-41. Dallas San Antonio just about to tip it off down there in Texas. Other baseball American League, the Rangers beat the A's 3-0. Martin Perez is now 4-0. Mariners beat the Astros 5-3. Fernando Rodney, his first win for Seattle. Red Sox lead the Yanks 2-0 third. It's 2-2 now, Indians Royals in the fourth. My boy Brett Laurie with the home run so far for the Jays tonight, number 5. And Toronto leads Baltimore 6-3 in the third. Rays over the Twins 1-0 third. One interleague series, the Nationals are on the board against Albert Pujols and the Angels. It's 1-0 in the fourth inning. Obviously, number 501 is yet to come from Pujols tonight. National League, the Braves beat the Marlins 3-1. I can't say enough about Aaron Harang. 6 innings, 11 strikeouts for the victory. His ERA is under 1 at 0.85 so far. We're almost in May. Diamondbacks over the Cubs. They ruined the 100th anniversary day exactly of the day that Wrigley Field was opened in 1914. And the Cubs had the throwbacks on and played like it was 1914. D-backs win it 7-5. They blew a 5-2 lead in the ninth. Giants ended up beating the Rockies in 11, 12-10. 9 home runs in that game. Pirates over the Reds 2-1 third. Andrew McCutchen with his fourth. Cardinals lead the Mets 1-0 third. Padres Brewers just about to get going at Miller Park. And the PGA Zurich Classic begins at 8 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning at TPC Louisiana. Billy Horschel is the defending champion. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. All right, we've waited long enough, but before we get to Gary and what he thinks, he said he already busted out an 8-8 on the Lions 2014 sked, which is converse from Rob and I, who are both way into the double figures when it comes to losses. And then, of course, there's Homer over there with the 9-7 record that he...
what he had last year.
Yeah, he won't tell you. Look at EP. He's got the arm stretched out. It's okay, Homer. Don't worry about it. You know,
Homer Simpson.
That's right. The Simpsons are still on. They've been on for like, you know, two decades. Seth MacFarlane thinks you're great going 9-7. Is he even part of the, you do the Simpsons?
That's what we call Homer Simpson.
Family Guy. All right, Greg, in the city, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Greg.
I'm with you, 4-12.
Wow, Greg, are you serious?
4-12.
That's me.
Greg, do you have the four wins? What are your four wins you got?
They'll beat the Buffalo.
Okay.
They'll beat Miami.
Yep.
They'll split with the Bears.
Yep, they always split with the Bears. I hear that. And what's the other one? In Minnesota?
With Minnesota.
I know, split with Minnesota. Yeah.
That's really all that's there. I mean, can you make a case that they could win the opener against the Giants? I guess you could.
Yeah, but last year, the Giants came here. They were terrible. Eli Manning had thrown, what, 35 interceptions?
Yeah, set a record.
30-some-odd interceptions. And everybody said, they can't lose to the Giants. They're playing for the playoffs. And you know what? Eli, not only did he beat them, he had a big 4th-and-15 play or something.
I'm just trying to think of any other team that you could conceivably really say, I've got, if I'm Jim Caldwell or if I'm Joe Lombardi, I got better talent than they do. There are very few teams that the Lions are better than on that schedule, Greg.
I know it. That's why I got them 4-12. And I want to know, how did they get a Monday night game? That's what I want to know. How can you stink up the place to be on Monday night football?
You know what?
Especially the last two. Your coach gets fired.
I talked to a couple guys who work for ESPN. You know what they told me? When they finally made it to Ford Field for Monday Night Football, they loved it. They loved the venue. They loved the
setup.
It's
not about that.
Sometimes it is.
It's about can you what you call it.
Well, no, they think that Calvin Johnson is a draw, is a marquee NFL name. They think Eli Manning's an NFL draw. They think Matt Stafford is somewhat of an NFL draw. Reggie Bush has a name. And Dominican Sue.
Yeah, but Mark,
that's what they're thinking. If you're going that route, Rob, that's what they think.
No, that's what they think. But I've heard for years those Thanksgiving Day games. I used to get texts from all over the country. Enough with the Lions.
Well,
they don't care.
Really stunk.
Yeah, because every game they didn't care who was on the team. They're like, we're tired of watching this. And all I'm saying is, they have to mix it around. I get that. I mean, they're trying.
It has been 42 years since they let off a season with a Monday night game.
It's been a long time, so.
Not for the Giants. They've let off seasons.
Yeah, one more thing. I thought Jim Leland didn't manage the Tigers anymore because they showed up like a Jim Leland lineup right here.
I know they got Don Kelly in.
All right, Greg, what does that tell you about DK32? It means that it wasn't just Leland that likes him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love him.
Well, he's been on twice tonight.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens.
But
4-12, we got you. Of course, in August when we do it again, you'll have a chance to revise after the draft.
Yeah, this is a preseason prediction. Not like that's the regular season prediction.
Mark, you're right on, because this team stinks. I'm telling you.
You know, I won't even tell you I hope I'm wrong one day, because they haven't earned it. They haven't earned the right to, like, you know, and I hope Jim Caldwell is that guy, Greg. I really do. I hope he's the guy that says, you know what, would it be too much to ask one of these coaches that comes to this town to be a little humble occasionally and say, I'm actually asking you for support? They don't even care. I mean, Mooch was closer, I guess. Morningwood couldn't care. He wanted to do stunts. Marinelli didn't give a crap.
Morningwood took the win.
That's
took
right.
The wind.
I'll never forget that in Chicago.
Jim Schwartz is throwing
flags. It was in Champaign.
It was in Champaign. University of Illinois.
I don't want the ball. I want the win.
In a first team that scores, you know, a sudden death, you're giving the other team the ball.
Hey, Greg, think about it. Ever since Captain Waino, big buck in the field, every coach has had one stupid hook. Bobby Ross had the Arizona thing.
Bobby Ross took the went for the two.
And the bus ticket thing.
Right.
Then you had Gary Moeller, only had 7 games, but his faux pas was getting carte blanche from his owner.
That's right.
And lasting 7 games. And then you had Marty, who had to roll off on he had the wind thing and the motorcycle thing.
But I think Gary Moeller would have been a good coach if they'd have let
But you know what happened? If they win that last game against Chicago, nothing happened. Matt doesn't get hired. They go to the playoffs. Moeller's the coach next year. It was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
It changed everything.
That Paul Edinger 54-yard field goal changed the complexion
for
15 years.
Yep, changed the Lions franchise because that was all set up. Gary Moeller had done, what was he, 3-4?
Four and three. 4-2 going into that game.
Yep, and had he won. But we appreciate the call. Thanks. 248-848-1130. All right, Gary, let's get you back on. You said 8-8. What do you got?
Yeah, I have them beating the Giants at home on Monday Night Football. Okay. Come on, why do you see? They're going to be hyped up. The crowd's going to be.
Or the Giants will come in doing nothing. Okay. I always hear about it's always the Lions. Okay, go ahead. Right. Go ahead. Your time.
Second win is against Green Bay at home.
Okay.
Third win is against the Bills at home. I know they have a solid defense, but who knows what it's going to be now with
Schwartz
in town.
Their defense is pretty good. Yeah, go ahead. Buffalo last year.
Well, now it's Jim Schwartz running it.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know about that now.
That's why it's a win. I have them winning in Minnesota. I have them beating Miami at home. I have them winning on the road in Arizona.
Wow, you got them breaking streaks. Okay.
Well, they got to do it one time. I mean, come on, Carson Palmer's older. Fitz is older.
All right,
come on.
What quarterback that's been to playoffs are you laughing at today? Go ahead. Sorry.
True. I have them losing to the Bears at home, actually.
Wow. Okay.
Which that's a game that they could, of course,
it's
win. That's like a flip them.
Yeah,
it's like a flip them to me. And then the next game, I have them beating the Bucs, but I consider that almost a flip them, too, depending on how the Bucs look earlier on in the season.
Right. Okay.
And then I have them beating Minnesota at home.
Okay.
And then losing, of course, on the road to Chicago and Green Bay.
Well, at least you're smart there.
Okay. So there you got 8-8.
Yep, 8-8.
That's the Lions season, 8-8. Always.
So only you, me, and Greg are way under 500. I mean, Gary still has them at 500.
Tigers 2-2.
EP's got them over 500. That's playoff stuff. That could be that's competing for a playoff spot. You know, Joik Bell and Reggie Bush. There's stuff there. I'm not saying they don't have some. Boy, compared to 5-6 years ago, hell yeah, there's more talent there. But it's still devoid of a lot of positions. Linebacking's not going to be as good. We know that they got to have a corner, no matter if they're signing corners like crazy. You got to go get yourself probably another offensive line guy. Dominic Raiola, what did he say? You know what? I got to tell you about Dom Raiola. We put up with this stuff for years. This guy's been around since 2001. He was that first draft that Matt Millen had was Dom Raiola and Jeff Backus. Backus is now retired. Ha, ha, ha. And he's gone. Now, this is what Dominic Raiola said. You ready for this? Did you see this, Rob?
No, go ahead.
Dominic Raiola can sense a calm feeling with Jim Caldwell. All right? Now, wait a second. Jim Caldwell is his sixth head coach. Every guy that he's been with, Marty, Mooch, Dick Geron, Rod Marinelli, and Jim Schwartz, it was always going to be whatever his personality was, that's going to be the turnaround. Marty was a guy who was hungry, was going to come out. I remember his quotes. I got him directly. Marty was going to be he was the hungry guy because he was a coordinator in San Francisco, and he's Bill Walsh's guy, and he's going to come. Mooch was, wow, this guy's a veteran. This guy's had double-digit win seasons.
Wow.
We're going to follow him to the promised land.
Austin Jackson, a two-run jack.
Yeah, A.J. just hit a two-run homer off Rienzo.
4-2.
So it's 4-2. So the Tigers scored four runs in this inning now. Just turn around. It was 2-0. Now it's 4-2. So at least they're getting to Rienzo, who also was no good. But now so Mooch and then Dick Geron, I think he said something to the effect that Geron was a different kind of guy. He was more mellowed. He played in the league. And then it was Marinelli. Well, this guy's a taskmaster. Hat in a hat. You know, we're going to block him low. Hit him high. And I'm thinking, okay, dude. And then
Pound the rock.
Pound the rock. And then Jim Schwartz comes in and, you know what? This guy's got it going on. This guy's kind of a new age, modern kind of guy. He's got his thing. He's doing his dance.
They loved it. Young coach, brash.
He was with Jeff Fisher in Tennessee. So, Dom, to tell me that Jim Caldwell's a calm guy, what does that mean? What does that mean, victory?
All I would say, you know, and obviously they go to
him. Rip it on you, Dom Raiola.
They always go, well, they got to go to him because he's been around a long time and ask questions. It's just so hard. I feel bad for him just that he always has to be this guy to put something
down. I feel bad for Dom Raiola.
I do.
Why?
Because he always feels compelled that he has to say.
Signing here.
He has to keep saying something nice.
John Davis is on the line. Can't wait for this.
We already know what John's record is. Do they go undefeated, John? Is that what it is?
That was very funny.
Hey, but John, before we let you go and give you a record, I just want you to know where he took me and Vinny Goodwill from the news for the last Lions bet from last year. Mark, we're in your neck of the woods.
Is this a shout out?
This is where we went to the John.
I had to take these two individuals to the Gauchos.
Oh, he went to Gaucho's.
That was the payoff, Mark. Big night.
Brazilian steakhouse action. All you can eat.
Mark, I needed a cigarette and a Kleenex after that meal.
Yeah, Gaucho's is great. But I know, John, that
it was so good.
John, I know for a fact that he kept ordering the filet guy to come over.
Filet, and I had
the filet right. And the lamb guy.
Lamb guy, like.
But he tried to take a doggy bag home.
Yeah,
I tried.
I'm sure he said, "Take that top sirloin out of here."
Bring I don't me, want that.
Give me this. Give me the filet guy.
And so last year, John had. What would you have, John? You had to make in the playoffs, and what was
I
it?
Had 10 wins. I
he had 10 wins, so he was way off. But anyway,
you're way off,
John. I would like to hear your record, and then we could make another bet for the Brazilian Steakhouse.
No, hold on. This prediction is subject to change.
You're right. We're going to change in August. We're going to look
said,
at
said that. Your pick for food should be in August.
Okay, you're right. You're right. All right, let's
right
hear it.
Now, I have 9-7.
9-6. Just give me the 9 wins.
Giants, Monday Night Football. The Jets. Buffalo.
At the Meadowlands?
So they got them. They're going 3-0 against New York teams. Go ahead. 3-0 against New York. That's what we heard. Go ahead.
Latuno.
No, you said Buffalo. You said the Giants, the Jets, and Buffalo.
Right.
That's three New York teams.
Right. Minnesota win. Atlanta and London. Miami. Thanksgiving versus Bear Down and the Chicago Bears. Tampa. Minnesota. Losses. Carolina. Green Bay. New Orleans. Arizona. New England. Chicago and Green Bay.
You know what's so sad, John?
Oh, you got them losing twice to the Packers.
Yes.
Okay. What's so sad is, look at this, Mark, he has them beating only the also-rans. Like, even in your record and what you – when you talk about the prime teams, Saints, Patriots, Packers, you don't even give them a chance to beat any of those teams. That should tell you all you need to know about this team.
You know, once
that
again –
people won't pick them beating those teams. You did. EP did pick them to beat New Orleans, which is a shocker.
You know, once again on this schedule, there's no Denver – there's no Seattle. They're getting away with murder again.
No San Francisco.
Look, last year the Lions went 7-9 and didn't play what I call the Super 7. They didn't play the 49ers, the Patriots, the Saints, the Broncos.
But Mark, but that's all schedule rotation.
And they beat Green Bay
so
without
that,
Aaron
why
Rodgers.
But why is that not a year then they go 11-5?
Well, I mean, this team still has a lot of holes to fill.
All right. Well, how are they filling them? Did they fill anything in the offseason? What did they really get in the offseason? A replacement for Nate Burleson? That's what they got? That's the big move?
Mark, they signed like 85 people.
I know. And tell me, of those 85 people, how many are quality NFL players? Or how many have they actually even played in the NFL? They're signing guys who haven't played in years.
I need some crickets.
We got them.
You know, looking because I'm watching the NFL schedule special.
Okay, please. Oh, not. We should just the schedule. What?
The schedule special is going on right now, isn't it?
Now, yes.
I don't want to send people to that thing off the radio, please, because I know they'll go in droves now to try to find the NFL Network. You know, let me tell you how bad it was in this offseason. Remember when they signed Dan Orlovsky recently?
Yeah.
It was between him and Sonny Jurgensen. That's how bad it was looking for a backup quarterback. Sonny Jurgensen should have been funnier than it was, but it wasn't quite as funny.
Looking over the schedule real quick, folks will be very familiar with Levi's Stadium, the new stadium in Santa Clara, California, where the San Francisco 49ers, they have 5 primetime games.
They deserve it. Jim Harbaugh's done a great job getting them to the where, you know, just hasn't won the Super Bowl yet.
And the best thing about it is, you know what, you get a pair of button fly jeans when you go. There's button fly jean night at Levi's.
I didn't think Levi's had that much dough.
Can you find out, did Pineda get busted with something on his hands again? What? I'm getting a text. Can you find out about that?
All I see is breaking. Pineda ejected in the second four.
For that?
For pine tar on his neck.
Well, they got him the last time.
I thought you were
being
funny. That's a real story?
Oh, so you, yeah.
Pineda ejected in the second inning for the Yankees because he had pine tar on his neck. Then they took down his pants and they found it on his butt.
Oh, stop.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you think the guy walked out there and said, hey, here's a great idea. I think I'll stick some pine tar in my
But head. I don't get it. He has the other game where he has all the video of it on his
my
hands.
My point.
And then you're going to come out and put it on your neck and go pitch at Fenway Park. Like, they're watching you
Is
like
Joe
crazy.
Is Joe Girardi still the manager of that team?
Yes. I don't even know. Pineda, that makes no sense to me. He'll be suspended.
John, are you still there?
Still here.
All right.
All right, John.
See you later.
All right.
Look, let's do that. We'll get to that story and see what's up with Michael Pineda. I don't.
We're also going to talk to the Shadow League's J.R.
Gamble. That's coming up.
That's coming up at 8:40.
And if you still have an idea as to the preliminary look at the Lions' schedule and what you think will happen, we're only taking people who believe they won't win more than four games.
Oh, stop.
I mean, real people, like reality. Got a sports rep coming up, too. 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and Man for a Wednesday, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Here we are halfway through the show. It's time for On This Day in 1984, a look back at the Detroit Tigers' run to the World Series 30 seasons ago, brought to you, as always, by Comerica Bank. Monday, April 23rd, 1984, was yet another off day for the Tigers. It was their eighth off day since the start of the season. A lot of that was weather-induced. They were fresh off a sweep of the White Sox and had a record of 12-1, four and a half games up in the AL East. Minnesota was coming to Tiger Stadium for a two-game set, but Monday was rained out, so they would play a doubleheader on Tuesday the 24th before Detroit left town for a short two-game trip to Texas. To say the schedule was weird to start the 84 campaign would be a large understatement. Jack Morris and Dan Petrie would start the double dip versus the Twins, Albert Williams and Frank Viola. But on April 23rd, 1984, there was no game once again, as Sparky Anderson lamented the early season weather woes. 30 years ago today, on the Tigers' road to the World Series, presented, as always, by the good people at Comerica Bank. Sports Wrap is next.
What do you say?
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.